At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
WVU's graduate program in software engineering has earned a 10th place spot in U.S. News and World Report's Best Online Program rankings. I'm here with the program coordinator, Dale Dzelski. And Dale, when did this program begin at WVU?
We began offering classes in 1997, actually as an extended learning program located in Fairmont, West Virginia in the NASA IB&V facility. So it was designed for regional training for working professionals in the evening to take classes. It actually moved to fully online in 2008.
The program is offered through the Statler College of Engineering and Mineral Resources, and so far it's graduated more than 350 students who work in all kinds of industries, from aerospace to defense, education, entertainment. What does a program like this offer students?
The majority are working professionals. They've been in the software engineering field for about 5 years, maybe more. So when you look at the individual trying to raise a family, work full-time, but yet advance their career, this is a perfect fit for those type of individuals.
Since 2016, the university's program has been among the top-rated programs by U.S. News and World Report. What makes this a top 10 program, in your opinion?
First off, obviously, the faculty mix that we offer. We have both tenured faculty from our computer science and electrical engineering department, and we also offer the working professionals that are both in management as well as executive positions in the software industry. They also come from various industries such as NOAA, NASA, Department of Energy, and some supporting the intelligence arena such as the FBI. The other element is really the online program that's supported by the online.wvu.edu efforts. I think one other thing is the ability to provide an excellent education at a reasonable price.
Making quality programs accessible online reflects WVU's land-grant commitment to expanding educational access and strengthening West Virginia's economy.
Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.